This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We are on the tag team with just Hunter and Dave the Apprentice this morning.
Oh, but now we're missing our own delightful lady, but we've been joined now by a brand new one. It's Angie Green from Stand Up Events. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
What did you hear when you heard Dave refer to you as his Angie before?
I was very flattered.
Oh, good. Oh,
blushing. I'm blushing, everyone.
It's factually incorrect, but it's very flattered.
Just before we get on to talk about Move In May, when you came here before, I heard that you were calling Dave by the most amazing nickname. What is it? You give it to us.
Posh.
Explain it, Dave.
Well, it stems from a cricket teammate a couple of years ago, but the reference is Victoria Beckham, the Spice Girl.
Because your surname is
Beckett.
Yeah, so they call you Bex and then Posh, and now that's it.
That's
now
great. So when I do graduate from
Harry Hunter and Posh the Apprentice.
The Apprentice still stays.
Dave, tell us about Move In May.
I meant Dave.
Read that bit you've written about.
You are gearing up for the third Move In May event. Can you tell us more about the event? Can you elaborate?
Yeah, sure. CG Move In May is on this Sunday. It's our third one. It is in support of Ida Hobbit, and it is an event for absolutely every single person who believes in equality, regardless of their sexuality and or gender. The real theme on the day is, you know, it's a celebration for all people. No one is defined by their sexuality and or gender. At the end of the day, we're all human, we're all people, and it's a celebration for everyone. Mm.
Dave the Apprentice has a bit of a dicky knee.
Yes.
Can you just go and watch, or will we have to get out there?
Thank you so much for asking that. So, as the CEO of Stand Up Events and CG Move In May, I have never done a full lap. Last year I borrowed my 7-year-old friend Jensen his scooter, right, and I went halfway around and then came back. I went, oh, that hill's too much for me. But look, we really do make it all inclusive for everyone. So if you're unable to walk or run for whatever means, it really is fun over competition. You can walk or run 4K or run 8K. There's entertainment all around the town.
Hang on, give me the options again.
But you can walk or run 4K.
So that just means
you didn't
one lap.
Do whatever you want. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Hunter, you didn't even write that down. Yeah. Actually.
I've got 4K here.
And if you want to do the 8K, we would say that please do run it.
Right.
But having said that, you...
Because you don't want to hang around all day.
No.
Walk 8K.
Yeah, and so what...
You're a busy lady.
But there's no timings, but it really does. It results in a post-event celebration. So there's an after event when you do finish. However, if you don't want to run, if you can't run or walk, and you just want to go straight to the bar at the after event, you can do that as well.
You can join Posh at the bar for all beverages.
Yeah. Not the bar.
Everything all starts at once. So,
And a bit of a word of warning to listeners. At some point in the late 90s, I did a cross-country event at school, and I was so slow that people lapped me.
Oh, no.
So when I came around for my first lap, I just lied and pretended that it was my second lap. You know what I mean?
So did you win?
Unfortunately, I didn't come first because I was that slow, but I came about six, which unfortunately was enough to send you off to inter-school cross-country. So I had to fess up because I was like, I can't. I cheated. Sorry, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't go to zone. Yeah. So if you sign up for the 8K, be careful.
Be careful. This is your third event. What are we building on? What are we expecting that's different from the first two?
Well, I don't want to give out too much. No, but it is really it's a really, as you know, Posh, it's a really grassrootsy type of event. And this year we really want to keep that kind of like, you know, natural fun kind of vibe. But this year it's definitely amped up quite a bit. So more entertainment, more fun, roaming magicians. We've got a bar, we've got, we've got DJs, singers, we've got a lot happening so it's a fun day for absolutely everyone.
And so people listening now and they want to get involved, what should they do?
please head to standupevents.com.au. That is where you can purchase your tickets. They're $35. And just so everyone knows, the reason why it is ticketed is because all profits from Movie May go towards the stand-up event programs that we're doing in conjunction with Monash University to implement into junior sporting codes to eradicate homophobia from a younger age.
Excellent. Excellent.
And it's at a really great spot as well, the Tan, which is a great spot for Movie May.
Yeah, if you're going to do a run, that's,
yeah,
where,
yeah, that's the place to be. Yeah. And more to do with your work and related is, so Chris Judd and Caroline Wilson have been on Footy Classified last week and had some comments about transgender footballers.
On Monday night, yes.
And sorry, just for the uninformed myself, what did they say?
Juddy believes that the transgender footballers should be excluded from the national competition or should not be included as part of that.
Hannah Mountsey should not play with women at all.
Yeah.
Sorry, Posh, what were you going to say? Sorry.
With your role with Sound Events, what's your sort of view on that?
Yeah, look, I was really, on Monday night, I was really disappointed. I was really angry and sad that this kind of perception, especially of Hannah Mountsey and transgender people in sport, is actually very inaccurate. It was disappointing for me to especially, you know, listen to Caro, who is a journalist and, you know, not to throw under the bus, but should be doing her research. And the reality is, what the reason why I find this so fascinating, why it keeps on being brought up, is Hannah has actually been playing with women for a couple of years. So it's like, and nothing's happened. There's been no controversy until the AFLW draft happened and everyone had, you know, their opinions. And speaking about opinions, especially when it comes to Juddy and Caro, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. You can have your own opinions, but you can't have your own facts. And the reality is the facts that they are bringing to the table are so factually incorrect, especially when it comes to Hannah Mountsey. So I just think we need to be more responsible and we need to actually know what we're talking about if we are going to talk about something like this, because real people are involved and it hurts a lot of people with the kind of comments that were said, and it has a ripple effect that not a lot of people see behind the scenes. And, you know, with all the information that we have now, with all the contacts, with all the resources, you know, I don't think ignorance is an excuse anymore. And I know that they're not trying to be ignorant. I know that, you know, I'm sure in their frame of mind, they believe that they're saying the right thing, but the reality is they're not. So you can't speak about something that you don't know about. And also, if you want to speak about Hannah, can you speak to her?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah.
Speak to her. And, you know, and we all know that there's an option of that connection there and what have you. And, you know, I really do hope that they get an education.
Now, you know Juddy a little bit more personally. Where did the motivation come from? When I opened the article, I thought, why is Juddy writing an article like this? Like, where did it come from? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, look, this is what I'm talking about. I don't understand. And you know, Juddy called me a month ago. This was before his first comments, and he did call me, and we were only able to speak for about 5 minutes. And he did say that he was going to speak about transgender people in sport, but I didn't know in what form. I didn't really understand what was going on, and you know, I essentially just said, you know, Juddy, please, this isn't an umbrella kind of conversation. You really need to know what you're talking about. And obviously he went on and he said what he said, and a month has gone by and it's still happening. And I don't understand the fascination. I don't understand the intriguement, especially if you're not going to the source and getting an education from essentially the one person that can tell you about her situation.
Absolutely. Well, if nothing else, Angie, it's a reminder that there's a lot of good work still to be done in the area of sport.
Absolutely.
And with that in mind, get involved with Move in May. It is on this Sunday, the 20th of May. It's at the Tan. For tickets, go to standupevents.com.au. Thanks for joining us, Angie.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.